at the end of Yom Kippur, we make Havdalah, like we do at the end of any Shabbat or Yom Tov, except it's not quite like we do on the end of any Shabbat or Yom Tov. There are a couple of differences. We don't say the Pesukei Bracha at the beginning. We do say the Bracha of Borei Pri HaGafen. Then we don't say the Bracha of Borei Minei V'samim. Why is there no Bracha over the spices on Motzei Yom HaKippurim? Because the spices are incorporated into Havdalah because of the loss of the Neshama Yetera, the extra spirit that we have on Shabbat and Yom Tov. And our soul feels a little bit upset by that, and therefore it has to be revived by the smell of the spices on Yom Kippur, because there's no eating or drinking, so we don't have that Neshama Yetera, and therefore we don't need to compensate for it with the Psalmim. We then say the Bracha on the Eish, on the candle. But there's a special din as far as the candle is concerned on Motzei Yom HaKippurim. The Shulchan Aruch is Siman Taf Reish Kaf Dalet. So if Dalet says Mevarachim Al Ha'or, we say the Bracha over the light. But Ein Mevarachim B'Motzei Yom HaKippurim Al Ha'or Shehotziu Atam Min Ha'avanim. But you don't say a Bracha on Motzei Yom Kippur over fire which has been produced now. Min Ha'avanim means you've rubbed flints together, or rubbed sticks together, or struck a match, or whatever it is. The point is, on Motzei Yom Kippur, it needs to be what we call Or Sheshavat, a flame that has rested, as it were, from doing any melacha over Yom Kippur, and now we're saying the bracha over it. The Achronim explain that on Motzei Shabbat, the reason for saying Borei Morei Ha'esh is because, according to the Gemara, Adam HaRishon created Eish on the first Motzei Shabbat, and therefore to commemorate that, we say the Bracha on Motzei Shabbat. On Yom Kippur, it's a different reason. The reason why we say Borei Morei Ha'esh on Motzei Yom Kippur is simply because we weren't allowed to use Eish over the whole of Yom Kippur. Now we are, so now we're once again allowed to utilize it, we say a Bracha over it, and therefore it has to be a flame that has existed but not been used over the course of Yom Kippur. Then the Shulchan Aruch says, "V'yesh omrim shemavarchim alav me'amud harishon ve'elach." There are those who say that whilst I can't strike a match and say borei morei ha'esh over that match on Motzei Yom Kippur, if I then light a candle with that match, it will be permissible, because this is no longer a flame which was freshly created after Yom Kippur. The flame that was freshly created was the match. And now this is a different flame. But the Mishnah Berurah in the Bi'ur HaLacha, and the Aruch HaShulchan, and other Achronim as well, they all reject this Yesh Omrim. And so in practice, we don't follow it. So what should one do on Motzei Yom Kippur when one makes Havdalah? So in any event, before Yom Kippur, we light candles. Those who've lost parents light a Yizkor candle, Yahrzeit candle, whatever, in memory of them. But there's also a din that you light another Ner HaChayim, or the Gesundheitslicht, whatever it's called, for each family, which burns throughout Yom Kippur. And so Motzei Yom Kippur, you can use that. You take the light from that, and you can use that for the bracha Borei Morei Ha'esh. What if that goes out and you've got nothing else to use? You'd only be able to strike a match and light a candle. It seems from the Achronim that in that case it would actually be better not to say the bracha of Borei Morei Ha'esh. Interestingly, it's brought down in the name of Rosh Hashanah Zalman Orbach that on Motzei Yom Kippur, one doesn't need to use an avukah, one doesn't need to have a multi-flamed candle, or multi-wicked candle on Motzei Yom Kippur, because it's a different reason from Motzei Shabbat. First Motzei Shabbat, Adam HaRishon, he made a fire. Not just a flame, but on Motzei Yom Kippur, the issue is the flame. So according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, just enough to take that Yahrzeit light or the Gesundheitslicht and to say Borei Morei Ha'esh over that. To cut.